AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Stocks have opened with big losses over concerns about President Trump's tariffs.
The tariffs are going to be the greatest thing we've ever done as a country.
The Dow was down about 500 points after the opening bell. In an interview that aired on Fox News Channel, the president acknowledged his plans could affect economic growth in the short term, though he fell short of predicting a recession this year. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is in Saudi Arabia. Talks will begin tomorrow with the U.S. It's been more than a week since the explosive meeting at the White House with President Trump.
You've done a lot of talking. Your country is in big trouble.
I know.
You're not winning this.
President Trump spoke to reporters on Air Force One.
I want them to want peace. Right
now. How do they show that?
Well, right now they haven't shown it to the extent that they should. I think right now they haven't, but I think they will be, and I think it's going to become evident over the next 2 or 3 days.
The AP's John Gambrell is in Saudi Arabia.
They're looking to sign, likely in the coming weeks, a rare earths mineral deal that the Trump administration had sought. And the Ukrainians are likely really hoping to turn back on American military aid as well as American intelligence sharing to counter the Russians.
The French military says military officials from more than 30 nations will take part in Paris talks on the creation of an international security force for Ukraine. The Supreme Court has agreed to review a Colorado ban on conversion therapy for LGBTQ+ children. The boss of an English port says more than 20 casualties have been brought ashore after a collision between an oil tanker and a cargo ship in the North Sea. Their conditions are unclear. He says some crew members are still unaccounted for. A military court-martial is convened for Massachusetts Air National Guard member Jack Texera, who was sentenced in federal court to 15 years in prison for leaking highly classified military documents. This is AP News. ICE arrested a prominent Palestinian activist who was the leader of last spring's protests at Columbia University. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
Mahmoud Khalil graduated in December. His wife, who was 8 months pregnant and a U.S. citizen, says authorities did not explain why he was being detained. His lawyer says he was arrested by agents who said they were acting on a State Department order to revoke his student visa. When he told them he had a green card, they said they were revoking that. The Department of Homeland Security describes the arrest as being in support of President Trump's executive orders prohibiting anti-Semitism. Khalil's arrest is the first publicly known deportation effort under Trump's promised crackdown on students protesting the war in Gaza. Julie Walker, New York.
The UK government is pledging to clean up sewage-clogged Lake Windermere, England's largest lake. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.